Chaver, last week we spoke a little bit about the Hakamas HaMishkan. We're in the middle of the Shivat Yimei Miluyim, the days of preparation for Hakamas HaMishkan. We spoke about it already last week. Some have a minog not to say tachdim. This week already, all of Klal Yisrael has a minog not to say tachdim. And the reason being is that if you look at the month of Nisan, already if you add up the days, Rav, the majority of days, we wouldn't say tachdim. You have Pesach, Erev Pesach in Yisru Chag. And then you also have these first 12 days, the beginning of Nisan, where the Karbanos, the special Karbanos, were brought by the Nesiim. There were special Karbanos by every Shevet, every prince of every Shevet, as the Hakamas HaMishkan, to concretize the Mishkan in a beautiful way, to show the excitement that they were able to finally have a Mishkan in their midst and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a beautiful way. And that's why not only is there, we don't say Tachnun during these days, some have a Minog actually in some shuls, to, at the end of Davening, read the Korban of that day, which are found, we know, in Parshas Naso. Those are the Korbanos, that's the laning that we read all of Chanukah, right? All the Korbanos of the Nesiim as we read Chanukah, because actually the Mishkan was finished being made, being created, on Chafei Kislev. We didn't start to use it until Aleph Nisan. So some in Shul at the end of Davening will read, not necessarily from a Torah, they'll open up a Chumash, they'll open up the back of a Siddur and just read that day's Karbon. Now there's a very famous Rashi in Parshas Vayakel that talks about why the Nesiim specifically wanted to give these Karbonos. Why the Nesiim? It's a famous Rashi, and there in the Torah, in Parshas Vayakel, in Perek Lamavav Pasuk Chav Zayin, Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Chav Zayin, it spells the name Nesiim without a yud. Actually, this past Thursday night, we spoke about this a little bit. And there Rashi says, Amar Rav Nosson, Ma Rau Nesiim Lehis Nadev B'chanukas HaMitzbeach B'tchila Uva Melechas HaMishkan Lohis Navdu B'tchila. Elakach Amar Nesiim is Nadavu Tzibor Mashin is Davin Umash Mechasrin Anu Mashlimin Oso Kevin Sheshlimu Tzibor As Akol Shinemar Mamlocha Is Dayam Amar Nesiim Ha'alein Alaso Savio As Avnei Shoam. What happened? The Nesiim, they went and they said by the Nedavos of the Mishkan, all of Klal Yisrael, you give whatever you want to give and we'll give at the end whatever's left over. Which although on one side was very nice because they were going to give whatever was left over, on the other side had a little bit of atzlus to it, a little bit of laziness to it. They should have been excited bezrizus to give donations for the Mishkan. And they felt bad. They messed up because ultimately Bnei Yisrael gave enough. They gave enough. They gave more than enough material. More than enough. Zav, Chesiv, Nechosh, Tchelis, Bargama, and all the different materials. There was nothing left for them to do. And therefore they lose a yud from their name because they were passive. Because they didn't have the proper zeal in the Melechas HaMishkan. However, Lechein, or Lekach, I'm sorry, therefore, his Nadavu B'chanukas HaMizbeach Tchila. Therefore they felt an achrayas responsibility. And when it came to Chanukah the Mizbeach, when it came to starting to use the Mizbeach in the new Mishkan, they were the first ones every single day to bring their Karbonos. Rashi ends, L'fish, and Nis'atzlu Mitzchila, because they were lazy at first, Nechzer Os Mishmam V'Nesiim K'siv without a Yud, as we pointed out. That's why the Yud is missing from their name in Nesiim and Parshas Vayakel. But ultimately, the Karbonos that we're reading every single day, these days at the beginning of Nisan, and why we don't say Tachnun right now, is because of these special Karbanos that the Nesiim brought. But now from Rashi we understand, not Stam they brought Karbanos as a certain Hodah, as a certain Karban Todah, as a certain Shevach to Hashem. These Karbanos in a certain sense were a tshuva. These Karbanos were there to grow, to say we've become different, we've become better, to improve and to grow. So I have to understand something, right? Because they feel they messed up at first. That's what Rashi's telling us. That's what these Karbanos represent. And each and every one of us, each and every one of us throughout life, we're always looking to grow. We're always looking to improve upon ourselves. We're always looking to become better. We're always looking to do a cheshbon and nefesh to scrutinize what we've done in our life and try to do them better and try to improve and try to do tshuva. We should all be Baalei Tshuva constantly. Every one of us should constantly be Baalei Tshuva. But it's interesting, if we analyze what they did, what did they do so much that showed a sense of tshuva? They brought karbanos. Shkoyach, they brought karbanos. All of Klai Yisrael constantly bring karbanos. All of Klai Yisrael Tzibur brings karban tamid twice a day. Individuals constantly bring karbanos in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, there is obviously was a sense of Zrizus, they wanted to be first, which was the Tikkun. That for sure we do see. But the Maisa of karbanos, what was so chashiv, more so than what all of Klai Yisrael does all the time? And additionally, but maybe the better question, if you look, and we all know, and it's very famous, every single carbon of every Nasi was exactly the same. We all know it by heart, right? Carbon, no, okay, we could all say it. Why do we know it so? Why are we so familiar? Because in Parshas Nazo, time after time after time after time, the exact same carbon. Every Nasi bringing the exact same carbon. That shows a certain, that shows chashivas, that shows a tshuva, that shows a passion, that shows an excitement. It seems a little dull. It seems a little rote. The same carbon time and time again. That's the excitement to serve Hashem. How we, that's the tshuva. That's how we grow. You know, the chever also, a few chever just got back from Eretz Yisrael here. And the avoda, when you come back from Eretz Yisrael, when you come back from any heightened level of ruchnias, it's to continue to grow, continue to work on yourself, continue to become close to Hashem. To be Baal Tshuva here as well. To be Baal Tshuva wherever you are, as we're saying. So we're learning somehow from the Karbanos HaNesiim what we should be doing, but it seems very strange. It seems that they were doing something very pashut, very simple. Just bring a Karban, which obviously is special, but ultimately everybody does it. And not only just bring a Karban, bring in each and every one of them the same as that Karban. So I believe, the lesson is very important and very special to each and every one of us. It's very simple and very deep at the same time, Chevra. But I think it's what Avodas Hashem, what life is all about. A lot of us think, when we want to grow, and we want to improve, and we want to be great as Oyvde Hashem, big Sadiq, and big Talmid Chacham, and big people in life, we think we have to recreate the wheel. We think we have to be a certain chiddush in the world. And only if I'm looked at in a particular area, I'm so great, I'm so different than everybody else, and I'm the biggest masmid in the world, I have the most kavan in my davening, I'm the biggest bal chesed in whatever the area might be, and something mechudishtik, something different, something extremely exciting. Chevra, we don't have to recreate the wheel. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from each and every one of us is just Pashit serious avodas Hashem. He wants each and every one of us to daven three times a day with a minyan, with as much kavana as I could have. He wants each and every one of us to sit and learn Torah and have asmada, whatever level we're on, as the Ran and Darim says, Chayiv Adam Lilmod Kol Hayom, which is a little bit scary if we stop there, that we're all obligated to learn all day, but that's not where he ends. Kol Hayom Lefi Kocho. According to our ability, meaning each and every one of us, objective to who we are, he wants us to learn the most we can. He wants us to be nice people, balei midas, have humility, not have gaiva. Zehu. He wants us to have seder hayom. He wants us to have a particular seder hayom. We're davening, we're learning, we're doing chesed, we're doing what we're supposed to. We're keeping Torah mitzvos to the best of our ability. Zehu. And that's the greatest tshuva. That's the greatest growth. To have consistent avodas Hashem beseder in the proper way. And that's what we see. Maybe yes, karbanos, and that's why our tefillos b'makom karbanos. It was at karban tamid specifically every single day. It was consistent. Consistent. We didn't miss a day. That was the big deal. But we know when the mevatel the tamid, when we had a bitl ha-tamid, and we have that on Shivas HaBatamis, that's massive. That's big time. That was a big deal, Bitl HaTamid, because it lost the consistency of Avodas Hashem. He wants us to daven, he wants us to learn, he wants us to have consistency. And it doesn't have to be different than anybody else. That's why we see the carbon of every Nasi, exactly the same. Day in, and just be a serious Eved Hashem in every area. So, and to the best of our ability, By the way, unfortunately, this is all too rare that you'll be looked at as a chiddush. Unfortunately, in our world, to be a serious Eved Hashem your entire life, I don't mean right now in your life when you have it easy and you have very little responsibility, and you're not yet married, and you don't yet have children, and you don't yet have a job, and you're able to have serious time in yeshiva and sitting and learning and able to daven like a mensch and not running to 600 different places. But your whole life to be an Eved Hashem in such a way to never miss minyan and to daven with serious kaveit and l'toira and to be erlich and to be a balmidos and to just be a full ben Torah in every way that it's supposed to be your entire life. In this day and age, that's a massive chiddush as well. But that's just pashut yid. Just be a pashut yid. That's what we're learning. That's what the Nesiim are teaching us, I believe. And that's what Nisan is all about. You know, we've said here before, and some I know, I think Avram Yitzchak Dav is Nisuch Svard. So maybe Dav Nisuch Svard also, right? And if you paid attention in Nisuch Svard, Yaakov, you do also know. If you pay attention, Nisuch Svar davening on Rosh Chodesh, in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, there's a special pasuk to add into the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. A Tzeruf of that month, a Tzeruf Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, could be spelled out in 12 different ways. And most of them are hard to remember. The month of Nisan is the easiest to remember, because the month of Nisan is the only one that it's in order. And the pasuk is Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Soge El Aretz. Yudke Vavke. Yismuchu Yud. Yismuchu Hashemayim Hey Visagel Vav Haaretz Yud Hey Vav Hey. And this month we call Leil Seder. It's all about Seder. What does Seder mean? Seder means I'm organized. There's a certain order to my life, which is I'm set up for success, but in a normal way. I daven three times a day. I learn. It's part of my day. I'm koivei itim l'Torah. It's part of my day to learn. It's part of my day to daven. Part of my day that I'm a mensch and I'm a babindos, and that's who I am. There's a certain Seder. There's a certain seder, and specifically when it comes to Torah and when it comes to tefillah, I have to be mesader myself. And that's what the Karbanos of Nesiim is teaching us, in a normal way. It doesn't have to be with the craziest chidushim. I thought maybe you could just bederech remez. I was looking in Bnei Sosri last night, and he brings down that Nisan is gematria 170, which is 2 times peh. Peh, peh. I didn't read on to where he goes with it. I'm not sure where he goes with it. I just happened to notice that he mentioned that. Peh plus peh. Right? Peh is 85. 85 times 2 is 170, which is gematria Nisan. Now we know it's all the Svarim HaKadoshim talk at length about how the Geula of Mitzrayim was a Geula of the peh. Paro is Oisius Pera. And peh, soch, Pesach is Pesach. Our mouth starts to soch, to speak, Sicha, right? But if it's Peh and Peh, what are the two Pehs? So I thought it's very Pashut. When he's Daiti, he's talking Torah Tefillah. What are the two things we're supposed to be doing with our mouth? B'kdush of Atara, Torah Tefillah. And that Torah and that Tefillah has to be in a certain Seder. It has to be with Seder and just organized and Pashut. And that's the Tshuva of these days. The beginning days of Nisan is telling us just be an Eved Hashem. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to recreate the wheel. Just as these days, the carbon of the Nasi every day was the same carbon, that's all the bunch of wants for us. Sit and learn, sit and dive and do what you're supposed to do. Be an Eved Hashem. Zehu. You know, yesterday, I was over at someone's house and they gave me, I went to meet with somebody and they gave me a Sports Illustrated to bring home for my son. They already read it and they wanted, asked me if my son did a quick flip through, make sure it was kosher one. Sometimes you got to rip out a page or two, but I brought it home for my son. And he saw on the cover of this, I don't know if it's this week or, I guess it was this week's or last week's, I don't know. It's been recent, was last week the national championship game? I don't know, the NCAA championship game. Was this week? It was this week's Sports Illustrated. The game was last week. This week's Sports Illustrated. Okay, so it was this week's. The NCAA championship game. So, those who are following sports know it was an incredible ending of the game. It was incredible, one of the greatest endings apparently in all sports history, people say. I don't know if that's true. But all apparently, it was University of North Carolina, UNC, against Villanova. And what was going on? Villanova was winning the game towards the end of the game. And North Carolina has the ball, and with 4.7 seconds left, a player in North Carolina makes this incredible circus three-pointer shot. You don't usually see things like that. They were down by three. Sorry, I didn't say, right? They're down by three, and with 4.7 seconds left, he makes this, he like double pumps in the air and somehow shoots a three, like you see layups like that and dunks like that, but like a three-pointer like that, you don't see shots like that, and he makes this crazy three-pointer to tie the game. And everybody thinks this game's going into overtime, and who knows what's going to be. And Villanova calls a timeout, and they come, they have to go the length of the floor, and they come the length of the floor, and the player goes and drops it off to another player. I don't know any names, so I'm not telling you, but this is what happened. And the other player takes a shot at the buzzer, a three-pointer, and Villanova wins the game. Now, the three-pointer the guy on Villanova took was a pusher three-pointer. It was an open look. It was about a foot behind the line, maybe a chasnish, but it was like, it was just a shot, and he hit the shot. The first shot that was hit by the North Carolina player was this incredible, like I said, circus three-pointer that you hardly will ever see in your life again, possibly. Double pump in the air, I don't know, chasnish, whatever, it was tremendous. So my son, yesterday, it's just a little background for those who are not holding in the game, but my son, he looks at the cover, and he opened up, and inside there was like a picture of the guy in the air from North Carolina taking this crazy shot. And he looks at me, he says, it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. He made this unbelievable shot, and they had to lose. It wasn't fair. The other guy, it was just a simple shot. I said, no, see, you don't understand. Das is Chaim. The Rebbeinu Shalom, he's not needing us. Ultimately, a shot is a shot. The guy that took the crazy acrobatic nut shot, it's the same 3 points as the other guy. You don't get more points for that. It's the same 3 points, and ultimately the other guy hit a shot. They won the game. Villanova won the game. And Kachave, this is what it is when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom, he's not looking for us to be unbelievably creative and have to reinvent the wheel and be looking in some crazy way than other people look and be holding of the craziest hours in the world, and meaning ultimately be an Eved Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us 630 mitzvos. He gave us Torah. He gave us tefillah. He said, just keep to what I'm asking you to do. Just do what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. Be an Eved Hashem and you win the game. You be an Eved Hashem and you're Matzliach and you win the game. That's our Avodah. And that's what maybe the lesson why Nisan starts in the Seder Yom of Nisan, which is the month of Seder. And as we prepare for Pesach, which is the Yantav of what? Of Geula, but more than Yantav Geula. It's the Yantav of Muna, the Yantav where we become a nation. The Rebbeinu Shalom first and foremost wants to say, just, you're going to be Mekabel HaTorah soon. You're going to be one. You're going to be a nation. Be a Pash. Be an Eved Hashem. You don't have to be crazy and making up creativity and ischachos and whatever it might be in your own life. Just keep Torah mitzvahs. Learn Torah bikvias, davin bikvias. Keep Torah mitzvahs in the proper way. That's what Rebbeinu Shalom asks of each and every one of us. And that we see from the Nesiyim is the greatest of tshuva, and that's how we continue to grow. You do that consistently, day in and day out. That's how you grow. That's how you're matzliach, and it's attainable. It's something that we can do wherever we are, whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether in Chutz Lartz. Kadosh Baruch Hu, just keep Torah mitzvos. We'll be zoicha to have a lot of atzlacha. We'll be zoicha to a month of geula shleima. B'mehera b'yameinu, b'ezras Hashem, b'sparach.